Just taking a second here. Yay! So welcome everyone to A-Life Academy. So this month's topic is on health in the body. And I wanted to first start before we go into the content, if anyone would like to share, like what actions or what have you noticed differently? What shifts have you noticed in your life since we've been focusing on this topic, if anything? What has been coming up for you? Because last week we talked, and maybe just to review, last week we talked about our body as an expression of our truth. And, loving our body, being partners with our body. And one of the A-Life Activator was to, what is that one action that you'd like to take to keep that commitment to yourself? Whether it's working out, maybe it's something, taking vitamins or whatever that is. And if you haven't taken action, that's okay too. You could share that too. What's it coming up? Because it's really in that, that's also a gift to notice that you have, if there's resistance about that topic or, I know there's been times in my coaching program that I'm in this hardcore endurance to do these half marathons, there are some things like doing strength training just had huge resistance about. And I think it's because it's kind of vague, like what we're supposed to do. And so I'm just kind of wandering around, okay, is that enough? And so there's also clarity in being aware of that too. Because I also know that there's growth, like for me, is committing to that and to do the strength training. Does anyone want to share? Miley, do you have anything you want to add?
Not really, other than okay. I've been much more accepting of my body, even though it's not exactly where I want it to be. I can say that.
That's awesome. That's really where it's at, is the acceptance. And we'll talk a little bit about that today because I hated my body. I mean, I had so much self-loathing. When I was 13, I had anorexia. And I remember reading a book. This is how powerful I am as a manifester. I remember reading a book about this girl who was a ballerina, and she would she didn't want to eat. And after reading that book, it's like I decided to be anorexic. And, it sounds weird to say that I decided it, but, it became my obsession when I was my first year in high school with food. And then later it went to, my freshman year in college, I would throw up 5 times a day. My life was consumed. I think I was so lonely and in that place of transition and completely disconnected to myself. And it was just a really painful time, and I was obsessed with food. And, I would eat packages of, Oreo cookies and, like, a carton of ice cream, so much food. And then I would purge it. And so I definitely know, I'm in a place not to be in that that acceptance and tolerance. It took a lot of work and a lot of releasing. And so today, one of the things I want to talk about, it's so great that you were sharing that, Miley, about being more accepting, is loving our body into excellence. That I spent so much time, even when I wasn't, I was hospitalized when I was 20 years old, and for an eating disorder, and even after that, when, it wasn't as consuming, but it would still come up, the bulimia. And I worked out, I'd have periods where, I was in good shape. but I did not love my body. And when I look back now, I'm like, wow. I mean, I did some modeling and bikini modeling and stuff like that. I'm like, but I did not love my body. And my stomach, I hated my stomach. I never had that. I was never one with like a six pack. And so, you know, I don't know if you remember, I was probably dating myself, but, you know, it was like if you could pinch an inch, you could always like pull something, right? And so I would always look at my stomach, and I'd wake up in the morning and look to see if my stomach was flat or not, as if to see if like I'd have a, it would give me, if it was flat, I would feel like it was a good day. Like I was okay, I was powerful, and if it wasn't, I mean, I was really messed up in my mind about with food. And so what I learned was that I've come to love my body and to love my stomach and to make peace, and that really only happened until I found energy work. Even I mean, it wasn't as certainly I healed a lot, but it wasn't until I did energy work to really release that old stuff. You know, because I was still, even when I wasn't purging, I would eat a box of candy and run 6 miles or run 13 miles. You know, it was like always this control that was still wasn't healthy. So I'm sharing this with you is that, well, first of all, because with energy work, you absolutely can release these blocks. And they're not there anymore. I mean, if I painted at all the just craziness in my mind, that is not there anymore. And it was through energy work. It wasn't through all the years of therapy and understanding to release that. And I see so many women that, and men, but most, I think women especially have a hard time with that, with loving our bodies. And maybe, you know, we can hear from the men too, if that is also true. Our body, so write this down. I really felt inspired with this as I was preparing for this, with this class today. Our body is a manifestation, an expression of our truest desires. You really think about our body is a manifestation, an expression of our truest desires. Okay? So we talk a lot about manifesting, right? Or at least in this world, maybe not everyone else in the world talks about manifesting, but the fact that, you know, your thoughts create your reality, that you have a desire, and if you have that single focus, you absolutely can, right? We think about, I just got off a call with my VIP mastermind, and we worked on visualizing creating a certain amount of income per month and getting aligned with that energetically, right? So there's power in that. And yet, when you think about it, it is easier to manifest a rocking body. Because, like, it's here. It's very finite, like how much you eat, you know, you do X, Y, and Z to your body in terms of sleep and the food, water, this amount of exercise, etc., and your body will submit to that desire if you have that single focus. And yet, it's interesting because when it comes to self-care and it comes to really allowing our body to manifest our desire, we skip on that. We skip on. And I've been just as guilty where, you know, even before I moved here, it's been so much better here. But I'll just be so immersed in my work that I'll forget to eat. And then, you know, I'll have some nuts and I maybe have a green smoothie, but by dinner time, you know, I'm starving and healthy either. So you think about like, you know, even this idea of like having a stomach, right? Like a flat stomach. I've always loved like a six pack. Never had one. I don't think I've ever, even in my skinniest. And yet, what would it take to have even a really, really awesome stomach? You know, sit-ups, really, I think you'd have to reduce the fat I'm sure there's a certain combination of food. I'm not the nutritionist here. But there's a conflict. It's like oh yeah, that would be nice, but you know, do I really want to do those many sit-ups and like make that so much a part of my life? Like there's a conflict. And I'm sharing this because it's easy to see that when we talk about something like having a certain type of stomach and what it might take to manifest that. The combination of a single desire, single focus, and then clearing the blocks and taking action. And yet, it's easy for us to go, not easy, but we want to go big in imagining, you know, I want to make $1 million. I want to manifest these things. And yet, this is actually a great way to practice manifesting. Does that make sense? It's kind of quiet.
Yes, it does. It makes sense.
It makes sense, yeah. So there's a, you know, when we practice these habits of success, there's principles that need to be obeyed. It's not we just wish it and then it is so, but it's that combination of the single focus, this desire, persistence, and then taking action. So really, like, I don't think I shared this last time. First of all, but we could practice these rules of manifesting with our bodies. I remember after I had my kids, I was in good shape after my first. My second, my second and then my third, after my third, I still had like 10, 15 pounds that, you know, my body kept on. And I worked out some, but it was just, you know, staying there. And it wasn't until I used energy work and cleared the blocks, really loved my body, accepted it, and stayed in that vibration of my ideal weight, loving my body, that the weight came off. In fact, I remember writing a blog post because the weight was starting to come off. And I wrote a blog post about how I was loving my body thin, or something about like returning to, you know, to my previous weight. And it hadn't completely come off, but it was already moving in that way. Like I had already lost, you know, I don't know, 8 pounds or something. And but there was something very powerful in that, because I was writing it as if it was already so. And some people could say, okay, well, is that a lie? And I don't think so. I was in that vibration already. The weight was coming off. And I wasn't going to create, yes, but I still have this many more. Or before I actually get to my ideal weight. No, because it's a vibration. And I was excited that my body and I were our allies, and that it was partnering with me in this way. And so I'm sharing this with you so that you know how you can use these habits, how you can use energy and your thoughts to not only create the body and the health that you want, but then that goes into other areas of our life. It's all so connected. Do you ever see, you know, when you watch that show like The Biggest Loser, where, you know, someone will focus on one area of their life and they lose all this weight, and then other areas of their life also improve, like the job that they get and everything. So it's also so interconnected. So today, does anyone have any thoughts about that, or how that relates to you? So, well, I will go on. I love to have your input, and so it's not just me talking all the time. But I will go on for now.
That's good.
So, yeah. So it's the same thing when we talk about you know, this journey with our body. It translates into business, like how, you know, the feeling like when I set a goal and I hit it. And for you, you know, the confidence that you get as as you commit to, okay, I'm going to work out 5 days a week, or I'm going to love my body, or honor it by, you know, drinking more water, or whatever that is. But really, there's something about, you know, my body is a manifestation of my truest desire. Like, my body is a reflection. And so it's like, well, how am I showing up? So I went to San Diego for my mastermind, and I was able to run into my mom, spend the day with my mom, and we went shopping because there's not a lot to get here in Costa Rica. So I had to get, like, I had a big list for my whole family. And it was fun. I was at the mall because we actually needed the stuff. It wasn't just shopping to shop. And three people that day said to me, wow, you look so happy. You're so happy. And this lady, this woman that was, I was at the, in the lingerie department, came from the pajamas, and she's like, what do you do? And I told her, I'm a coach. I'm a life coach, like an affluent coach. And she's like, oh, of course you are. Of course you are. Because look at how you look. And you're so happy. And I'm saying that not from a place of bragging, but it was a validation that my body was in sync, was like showing up as the other areas of my life. Like there was a consistency there. Because I've really over the past, it's been a couple of years, but the past year really, as a really trained, not just like, I've always dabbled, like worked out, but you know, I run a couple of miles a few times a week. So I've never been in like bad shape. But like now I'm training like an athlete, and I've never been like that, so consistent. And so really like what we're working on today is, and as we focus on food and addiction, is, you know, my body, how is my body showing up? And am I integrity with that? And if to be in integrity, what do I want to shift? So I frame that question first as we go into the food and addiction, so that if there's anything else that you want to add to the call, that we can add to. So I put a prompt in the group, and let's see, about for today's call. It's about our, you know, healthy relationship with food and releasing addictions. And so the question was, you know, what healthy patterns do you want to create around food? And thinking about every aspect of your relationship with food. And if you have any addictions or cravings, because you think like it's so much easier, for instance, if we just don't have the craving for sugar or, you know, we're just aligned energetically. You still have to make the choice. It's not that, you know, we do energy work and then, you know, you don't have agency because you certainly it just makes it easier. It makes it easier to make a good choice because you don't have like the old pattern. Like it's not as strong. You don't have the emotional, like the charge around it. If that makes sense. So, I want to do a little bit of just preface this. Okay, for these calls, for you to get the most out of these calls, it's really important to share in the group what it is you want on the call. Because the call can be, especially when we're doing energy work, I go off of what you contribute. Because I use that as feedback to know, to make sure you're aligned with it energetically. And so think about it, it's like, in a sense, this session is like your order to the universe. If you could create anything when it comes to your food and if you've had any, like, you know, addictions might be a strong word, but I certainly would qualify for those words, and I've released a lot of those. So what is it that you want to let go of? And also pay attention to you for those that are listening to the call later, and I know sometimes, like, you know, one person is sharing, you have a court thing that you have to go to. Really pay attention to also how you're showing up. Are you getting everything that that you need? Because all of this is interrelated. So I'll preface that, and we'll go into the energy work. Let's see here. Awesome. So I have permission to work with everyone here on the call and those that listen later. Okay. So let's see what we need to work on. So the first thing that's coming up are self-worth affirmations. So, which makes sense, because if we own our worth, then everything else just comes naturally. Okay. I own my own power. I accept it all and use it wisely. I love myself. I approve of myself. I accept myself. I'm worthy of love. I'm worthy of acceptance. I'm worthy of approval. I am validated. I am enough. I'm capable. I'm competent. It's okay with God for me to have money. I'm worthy to have money. I allow abundance in my life. I accept abundance in my life. I am heard. Others value what I have to offer. It's safe for me to be strong. I'm fit and healthy. I trust my body's healing powers. I am worthy of healthy relationships, and I'm worthy of healthy friendships. It's safe for me to give unconditional love. I'm worthy to receive unconditional love. I communicate well. Others believe in me. I'm deserving of success. I'm smart enough for success. I'm always divinely guided and protected. I support others. I attract supportive friends. I attract supportive clients. I trust myself. It's safe for me to be on time. I'm always in the right place at the right time. I forgive myself. I'm worthy and deserving of a great life. It's safe for me to let go of anger. My body easily aligns with my ideal weight. My body resonates well with healthy food. I have courage. I am safe. My body metabolizes everything it needs easily and efficiently. I experience peace on a consistent basis. I honor who I am and who I am becoming. I choose to feel good about myself. I no longer wait to be perfect in order to love myself. I feel more secure each day. I'm happy being me. I quickly and easily replace negative thoughts with positive, uplifting thoughts. So then we're going to add some more affirmations first and get aligned with those. I feel emotions and integrate them easily. I create an atmosphere of acceptance. I choose to release stress without pain. I'm committed to living in wholeness. I'm balanced and lighthearted in my ability to take myself seriously. I act in the space of love with everyone I meet. I see my resources before me and choose to use them with gratitude. I know my purpose in life. My connection to God is sacred. I'm comfortable walking my divine path. My will is in alignment with divine will, and the truth of my being is free. I align myself with God through words, thoughts, deeds, efforts, energy, and activities. I respect and support myself and attract respect and support from others. I give and receive love easily and in balance. I reach to others with love and forgiveness. I look to the future with peace and joy. I welcome changes in my life. My future is safe. I see clearly and I'm able to focus. I'm in tune with the flow of life. I learn new things easily. I understand and remember all that I learn. My immune system is working at its optimum level. I love myself exactly as I am. I no longer wait to be perfect to love myself. I honor who I am. I'm willing to learn. The more I learn, the more I grow. I give myself the gift of freedom from the past and move with joy into the now. I'm willing to ask for help when I need it. It's safe for me to accept help. I'm grateful to be alive today. It's my joy and pleasure to live another wonderful day. Okay, so there's some false beliefs. Some deeper blocks here that are sometimes are just That's why sometimes it can feel harder to let go of these, or to allow these affirmations to take root. So we're clearing those. Okay, so for those on the call, I'm just connecting with you individually, because it's a small group today. Make sure that we're doing a timeline. Okay, and we're identifying the blocks that you have specifically to these affirmations, and then releasing them. These are as connected to your childhood. Okay, so we do those affirmations first to get a good baseline. Now, see what we need with this. Okay, I enjoy the sweetness of life. I am heard. I am protected. I am full. It is safe for me to be present. I'm present with my emotions. I savor the present moment. So we're talking about binging, because I was a pro at binging, just amazing amounts of food. I can't believe what I used to put in my body. So one thing I noticed, and if it ever, sometimes I can go back with my family, like my mom and my grandma, and it'll trigger some of that old patterning. Because that's how we connected, is through food or shopping. And when my mom and grandma come to visit, and they'll bring I don't have junk food in my house and stuff that I could binge on. I just don't have it in the house, because sometimes you're hungry and it's So I create an environment of success. But when my mom and my grandma will come to visit, they'll bring these Amish donuts that it's crack. You eat one and it's for 3 minutes, it's just divine. And then I feel really, really ill. My body doesn't process sugar that much anymore. So, but back to the binging, as I noticed when I'm doing that, not like the way I used to when I was younger, but just not, I'm not being present. And I'm using food as a way to not connect with my emotions, or I might be anger or something. I'm not sitting with it. What we want to do is, first of all, it's safe to connect with my emotions, to feel. It's safe to express anger. I have more than enough. And then it also could be that, with binging, that if you come from a family, a big family, for instance, in my family, if you ate fast, you could get seconds. So there was that training, it wasn't there was more than enough, right, for everyone. It was you got to eat fast. So there's more than enough. I release the pattern of binging. If it's with sweets and carbs. And I stay up in that energy of being an observer, observing how I eat, observing how I'm connected to my emotions. I'm noticing. So the program we're creating right now is not one of judgment. I spent a lot of years judging myself, and if I ate this, I was bad. If I ate something really sweet, that was bad. And I don't do what caused me to lose. To get back to my ideal weight, to have the peace that I have around food in my body, is and to be aligned with my body is I don't have the judgment and the mind chatter about it because I did the energy work. So what I do, what we're working on right now is I choose foods for optimum energy. I choose foods that nourish my body, that give me joy, that are awesome fuel, that I like, that cause the best performance of my body, right? But when I don't, I observe and I notice how I feel. And the other thing is that I spend it on, how do I put this? On experiences of value. And let me explain that. Like, I don't think I'm explaining it very well. It's like if I'm going to eat something that's not healthy, then I want it to be worth it because it actually won't make me feel good. I'm really sensitive, but I want it to be worth it. Like I had a, there's this carrot cake that my husband said, he doesn't like carrot cake. It's here at this restaurant on the beach in Costa Rica in Nassara. And he said, it is the best carrot cake in the entire world. I love carrot cake. And so one night I said, okay, I got to try this carrot cake. And it really wasn't as good as I was expecting. Now I'm like, okay, I don't need to have it anymore. But so it's like, if you're going to choose, it's just being, I observe and I pay attention, I'm connected to my body. Because if you do that long enough, just I choose foods for optimum energy. And when I don't, I pay attention to how I feel. And just notice, you know, there's a connection there that eventually, like, just noticing. It's kind of like, how do I put it? Like, most of us get, hopefully we all get a decent amount of sleep, depending on what age our kids are. Because now my youngest is 5, so now that's truer for me. But I don't, you know, if I were to stay up till 2 in the morning, as long as it comes to that, if I did or stay up at 4 in the morning, I wouldn't wake up the next day and say, oh my gosh, what a loser. I stayed up and what, and like go through all this mind chatter because I stayed up to 4. I would just be like, oh my gosh, I don't feel that as energetic as I usually am. Next time I'm going to go to sleep earlier, right? There's no like big charge on it. And so the thing that is actually that can cause fatness, if we're going to talk about fatness, or like that causes this whole thing with food, it's not the fat or the calories that causes fatness or causes like overweight. And I don't like all these different words because they all have different charges to it. It is actually the thoughts. And so just as, you know, we might stay up really late sometimes and then just modify it and be like, no, I'm going to go to sleep earlier. It's the same thing. If we just get aligned, and this is what we're working on right now, to choosing foods for optimum energy, and when I don't, I pay attention to how I feel. And modify it like an adult, like a good parent would, right? You're like, okay, I ate that brownie, and I need some more vegetables. Next time I'm going to have more vegetables. Or maybe they didn't feel so great. I noticed, like for me, I noticed a dip in my energy. I will not feel as good. I could not, for instance, have a dessert before, like I showed up for a call like this. I would not perform very well. And so just paying attention. If you do that long enough, eventually you'll naturally choose the best stuff. And just to join. So we want to create, I choose foods. So I'm doing this, I'm explaining it, and now we're connecting to this energetically. I choose foods for optimum energy, and when I don't, I pay attention to how I feel. I observe. I let go of the mind chatter and the judgment. I release the critical thinking and the, can be so harsh on ourselves. And I let that go. I release, so I'm going to go back to what you've shared, my addiction to salt and sugar and carbs. I naturally gravitate to healthy food choices. I choose food for fuel, fuel first. Fuel first, pleasure second. If that makes sense. Like if I think if we, I mean, I love good food and everything, but if we just focus really thinking about fuel, what's going to make my body on the, I choose food. When I say optimum energy, food has a vibration. And the more food that you choose that has a higher vibration, you will have a higher vibration. And that carries off to like how you feel at work. It affects everything. It affects your money. And so that's something that I learned about, you know, probably 6 years ago. And so if just choosing, like, you know, vegetables and fruit have a higher vibration than meat, or have a higher vibration than a cake, piece of cake. That's why you can eat it and still, like, have energy. If jet lag, you don't really have to feel jet lag. Like, I don't get jet lag. The only thing that causes jet lag is our food, you know, the kind of foods that we eat. I'm not an expert about that. I'm just talking from my own experience. But because I notice vibration. So we want to align with this. I choose foods for optimal energy. Okay. So false beliefs. I think if that's the one thing that that everyone that's listening to on the call today really gets this pattern, it will give you so much peace in your life. So anything in childhood, you think about all the programs that we've had that's been opposite, like where we choose food for entertainment, for comfort, for love. So anything in childhood that you're ready to let go of that's preventing you from aligning with these affirmations. Anything in adolescence? Okay. I release, oh, this is a good one. I release the feeling that food is my enemy. So we want to be, you know, my body and I are allies and partners, and food is supporting the unfoldment of my highest potential. I naturally gravitate to food that supports the unfoldment of my highest potential. And when I don't, I pay attention to how I feel. I let go of the mind chatter. That's the part that we want to let go of. It's just the mind chatter about it. And then, you know, I enjoy the sweetness of life. Okay, awesome. Food, we are allies, supports the unfoldment of our highest potential. I let go of the fear that I'll run out of food. I always have more than enough. It's like letting that go, because if you've ever been to, like, depending on what your programming is, I went to this mastermind. We had this dinner that my mentor, we had this, like, it was this really nice steakhouse called Donovan's. And she had as appetizers this tower of, like, king crab legs and lobster and shrimp. And there were three towers on the table. And there were a couple of people in our group that are vegetarians. And no one was eating it, like, hard. And there were oysters, too. And it was just like, that was like that kind of feeling. So when I felt like I had to eat this, because you're king crab legs, like that, I think that appetizer was, I don't know, it's probably like $50 each or something. I don't know. I have no idea what it was. But it just seemed like such a waste. You know, that was like my patterning, right? Not to waste food. So, oh, I let go of the fear of wasting food. That's a good one. And just having that relationship with food. So I noticed that I was like, I ate a little more than I normally would, because it was like no one was eating these king crab legs. And it was good. So, okay, so I released that I'm running out of food, that there's not enough food, that it's going to go to waste. just that old programming. I enjoy a harmonious relationship with food. I enjoy grace around food, grace around my body. So the energy is weak around that, and I allow, accept, and receive that grace. I believe that grace comes from God, and it's a gift, and often we don't accept it. When you think about that gift of grace, it is here for us when it comes to our food and our body. And I know lots of spiritual people that, you know, that's still the area, like that's why we're talking about, that they still struggle with. In fact, we were just talking to my friend how there's a lot of, people in the personal development industry that are, you know, they call themselves spiritual. And I don't say that from disparaging. I don't know what people were, where they are or whatever, but they, you know, they're in this industry, and yet in the body department, they're not showing up in that same way, like really loving their bodies. So it's like, okay, I accept this grace. I allow, accept, and receive this grace that I have. I enjoy harmony with my body. I have a peaceful relationship with my body. I model that to others. I enjoy a harmonious relationship with food. I let go of using food as a distraction, as entertainment, as a way not to connect with what's going on. Also, as a way to, I give myself the soothing that I need. Because sometimes I think we can use food as a way to nurture ourselves. So I give my body and I give myself the nurturing that I need. You know, it could be a massage. It could be very nurturing. Let's see. I'm going to look to see if you've added anything else here as I've been talking. So if anything in your timeline that you're ready to let go of that's preventing you from aligning with these affirmations, and then if there's any false beliefs, feeling some here. I never forget something that an earlier mentor, Carolyn Cooper, told me, or she was sharing on a call, and she said that he just talked about how we use food as a distraction, and that it's a distraction from really allowing ourselves to shine our light. That when you think about, and if you've ever done this, or maybe you have a project or there's something you're supposed to work on, and you find yourself like going to the refrigerator repeatedly, like looking for something, kind of grazing or whatever, and it's like, so I release that distraction, and it's also these thoughts that we use as a distraction, like from really shining our light, from really being as brilliant as we already are. So I let go this pattern of using food as a distraction. And when you think about, I don't know, and you can all share what's true for you. But I know I spent a lot of energy and thoughts around food in my body, and it was such a distraction from really being on purpose. Like, it was like this bondage that I was in. And I think I see, a lot of people still have that, maybe, and certainly not at that extreme, but on a level just where you think, oh, I'm fat. Like if I'm not, you know, so I want to release that. Love myself, harmonious relationship with food. Let me see if there's anything else I see here. Nope, I don't see. I think we got everything. Let me see, make sure. I think that, oh, here, because I think we had two different ones. Okay. I release craving for alcohol. And it's safe to let that go. I release a craving for chocolate and sweets. Oh, this is a good one. I'm naturally drawn to drinking enough water, and I have an interest in cooking, and I'm excited about cooking and eating well and eating healthy. Because you never know, have you ever just, it's like if it's lunchtime and something more comfort food sounds better than having a salad. You know, I'll have that sometimes, and so I'll like have to clear it because I'm like, gosh, I'm not eating as much salad. So I'm naturally like, I crave what my body really needs. I'm aligned with that. And I have find the time and the energy to create, to cook, to seek that out, to seek out the best stuff. Like, I'm on fire about it. It's important to me. I'm committed to loving my body and honoring it with the foods that I eat. And I also let go of using food as a way to not be, like food and our body or weight as a way not to be intimate. And it's safe to let that go. Okay. So let's get down to what everyone shared so far. Just making a box. So have we gotten to the root? We have. Let me just check here on my menu to see if we've gotten to everything here. I'm connected to self. My body and spirit are connected. My heart and mind are connected. I'm connected to this earth and this life and this moment. I'm connected to my core female energy. I have a healthy connection with food. And I'm connected to the infinite flow of money. So just these basic connections first. In childhood. Okay, motivated. So it feels good. It feels good. Let's see if there's any affirmations that you need right now today that are specific that maybe I haven't mentioned yet, but your spirit knows exactly what they are. I'm going to plug those in. And if there's any releases that I may not have mentioned, but your spirit knows exactly what they are. Okay. That feels good. That feels good. And so let me just review that what we're working on this week. The mindset tool for this month is keeping your word, whether it's keeping your commitments, doing what you say you're going to do, keeping your word to yourself. And so that's why it's really important, like whatever you say when it comes to food, you know, it's better to say I'm going to work out three times a week and then do it and then stay committed to it. Because each time you do, you actually increase your confidence. And that is like the building block of creating abundance. It's integrity, self-trust, confidence, and abundance. So that's the mindset tool that we focus on in the month of May, keeping your word and paying attention. And if there's a time when you fudge, like use the food, then it's the art of recommitting. You know, I said I was going to work out and I didn't today, and I'm recommitting. I'm starting from scratch. I'm recommitting. Because we don't have to be perfect when we're seeking progress. So today's A-Life Activator for the week, to activate the work we have done, is thinking about writing down what action will you commit to this week that will align with the energy work that we've done today. We've talked about creating a harmonious relationship with food, releasing addictions. And so what is that for you? It can be anything from, and maybe it's something simple, it's proactive, like I need to drink water, this much water every day. Or sometimes it's like you commit to one thing differently, and it'll cause another shift in your life. Like, if it's the working out 5 times a week. And so this week, we're speaking specifically about food and releasing addictions. So the assignment is, as you've written this down, post a photo in the group if you have a smartphone, if it's something easy, or an image that represents the commitment you're making this week. What is that action? So it could be a picture of you. It could be, just some image that you see that represents it. When we think about this food and releasing addictions, like I know that if I just focus on in terms of, food, planning out the week of meals, actually two things, like having a salad for lunch, because I'll know I'll get, more greens, because sometimes I'll have like a rice cake or something, and planning out the meal for the week so that I know, my family's getting good stuff. That would be something I could do in around this area because it would set me up for success in other areas. So what is that for you? And post it. And it might be something, if it's something that you're really committed to doing this week, you can also post it, on social media to your friends and let them know this is your commitment because it keeps you accountable when you show up and say, I am giving up sugar this week or for the next 21 days. Sometimes like with sugar, you almost need to do it longer than a week to really get the effects of it to detox. So does anyone want to share what you want to do, what your commitment is? It will give others some ideas of what to focus on because it's different for all of us. I mean, it's not just to say it, but what would really make a difference for you in your life right now, in your relationship with your body? Anyone want to share?
Water.
Water?
Water. Yes.
Awesome.
I definitely don't drink enough water.
Awesome. Yeah. And so what will you do to make sure you drink enough water?
I'll keep my little water bottle. I have a filtered water bottle that I drink out of. And I'll just keep it with me all day.
And awesome.
Keep it with me.
So that you always have it. Yeah. I find, too, even just something as simple as, like, if I drink a glass of water when I first wake up, it puts me in a good place. It's just like a simple habit. And sometimes I'll put a little lemon juice. I should start doing that again. But because it's detoxifying. But it's like those little things, like we don't have to do it all today. But the idea is too, is as we go through this program in A-Life is that, last week there was a commitment. And if it's working for you, you keep it. And then you add another little thing, like you said, like with water. Or I just brought home some cookbooks, a vegan cookbook. One of my daughters wants to be vegetarian, and I need to be supportive. But it's hard to find things that we all will eat. So I'm like, okay, let's make this fun and get a cookbook, and we'll find some good recipes together and cook together. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So yeah, so share what you're focused on this week, and how are you feeling?
Good.
Yay. So we'll send you lots of love. And next week, the focus is on habits. We're going to get down to the nitty-gritty of habits and how we love our body into excellence. So,
good. Yay. Bye.
Bye.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.